The Mishnah goes into a new sugya about when we're allowed to harvest things on Shvias, you have to use shinuyim. You can't do it the normal way. You have to use different kalim, different tools that are not usually normally used. Mishnah says, Tatum shall Shvias, then quotes on the mixer. Figs of Shvias cannot be detached from a tree, b'mukse, with a trap, with a special tool that mukse, which is the Mefulda says, Kli amayuchad lekach, a special Kli that's used for this to cut the figs, Vukari mukse, and it's called mukse, that's what it's called. It's a type of, a specific type of Kli that use davka for cutting tree, for cutting figs, and Nalokas that you can't do that, you have to use a different type of Kli, to mishana, to make a difference. Avakaitzu b'charba, you could attach them with a knife. Again, a knife, which is, Sakin says the you know, it's not the derech. People don't cut things down with a knife, and the rule is simply that anything you can't use, you have to, when we allow you to take it down for yourself to use to eat for yourself, you have to do it in a different way that doesn't look like it's using it the normal way. Shvius, and you use a knife. People don't use a knife for cutting off figs, and therefore that's how you're allowed to do it. Says the Marfulda. Don't take it down, don't cut it the way that it's normally done, and is to, but do it differently in a shinoi. So the that is what it means. That the so the Mishnah continues, the halacha of shvius ain dorkin of magas. When it comes to grapes, you can't press shvius grapes in a wine press. But you can go press them into a bowl, a kneading bowl, which is again a large bowl with kneading dough. This is not normally used for pressing grapes, and therefore it's that's the shinoi. It's a shalasha ba'isa. Normally it's used for dough, and therefore. It's a different type of thing. It's a small amount you're using it to press, not in a big press, a big grape press. That's an old big wine press. This is what's permitted. Mishnah continues with olives. You can't press olives in the basin of a large olive, a normal olive press, which is usually used with a big heavy beam. You used to smash it, to grind it, to knock it down, to it's what's normally the process of a cultivate. It's gadol. It's a very heavy piece of wood that's used with a stone on top. It uses it to smash it very, very fine. That's a normal process of what you do. You put it in there. This beam goes in and presses it into this heavy, into this large vat that you do for that you use for olives. Use for the olives, and it's the same idea. Would be to say make it the shinu, not to do it in the normal way, and therefore you can't do that. What do you do? I've got the Marcus Bevedito. You can go pound it in with a small press and put it into a small basin, which means again something usually used to use it like a hand thing in the kitchen. That you would use a small tool, based about cotton, like a small thing you use. That's what you use. But again, the shinu that you use, that's how you're supposed to do it. Vashem Naimer says, after you can do a base about a machnas bevido, you could even grind it in the middle of an olive press, but put it into a small basin, not into a large one. A small basin of that would be sufficient. You could do it in the normal manner, but once you use a small basin instead of a large one, that would be enough of a shinu, according to Rabbi Shimon. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Says the Gemara, in the pasuk, the aftergrowth of the harvest you can't reap, which means you. What does it mean? It means again, the lashon tiksar is the normal fashion. That the way tifs are the normal way you do it. You have to do a shinoi in the way it's done. Mashma says the marfulik derech hakotrim. I know muksas. You can't do it. You have to do something different. Not the way it's cut. Not the way it's come. But still a tiksar, and that is what the process is, which you can't do. Freak the Gemara. Wait, isn't that a reaping the manner of the reapers that we do it? Isn't that the way we do it? So which means you're doing it in the manner you're doing it. Says the Gemara. Why is the reason why it's usher? Why can't you do it in the normal way? That only the aftergrowth we say can't do it, but otherwise you should be able to do it. Except why over here do we say you're allowed to harvest them in a normal manner? It should be done even. You should mishana here as well. You should be allowed to do it. So Marabalobi, we ain't no inyan l'sviche heter. If we're talking about no application to the halacha of the things with the svichim that are aftergrowth, that's mutter to do. The new inyan sviche asur. Let's talk about the aftergrowth that's asur. That the Torah used lashon is that you can't use. That's what Torah is telling you. You can't be harvested in a normal manner because you have to shim because it's not supposed. supposed to be done. It's Sfichei and Shel Yisurin. But Sfichei and Shel Mutarim, Shel Heter, with that, the ethical thing you're allowed to do, you're allowed to do it normally. So the Gemara said, that's what we see in the Pasuk. Amram, Manalchi, and Nazlakakhiyusra. The Torah is the Ephes, Tashmi, Shalom, Eilein. Vegetables and grasses that grow of their own without any planting, grows on their own, wild, it grows wild. Torah doesn't tell you you can't go ahead and cut. You could do it now. Of course, Torah says those things itself, you could take away any way you want to. But in the ones that don't think because they grow wild, they didn't grow, they grew of their own. They didn't grow that you do anything for them. Therefore, those things are mutar. That's not what the Torah asks. The cutting, the reaping, the harvesting of those, the only things that you planted, but things that you grew by itself, wild things that grow. Maybe there's no chiyuv. Tamalot doesn't live yitzor l'meim ma'aser. The Torah tell you, daf gets us, even that's aser. The fact, even though it grew by itself, it's wild. It grew wild. Even those things itself, you can't go ahead and cut the normal way. You have to do the machinery with them as well. Mercy, I'll see, we see from a furish or b'risa. Things that grow after growth and harvested, you can't go reap. Grapes, you can't go ahead and pick. From that which you produce in the land, which the Torah says it was protected, you can't pick. But you pick from a produce that was left free, that was left for hefker. Even that you can't go take the normal way procedure. So figs or shvias, you can't go detach in the normal way, but mix with a regular kli. You could go detach it with a knife. You can't go press another megas, but you can go ahead and press them in a small and a thing itself. Same thing. The same thing. You can't go ahead and press olives in a procedure in a basin, only in a small basin. For a bus, said no, we allow you to go ahead and do it the normal way, but as the Mishnah says, but do it with a beam of kutve. Rav Yochanan are related under Rav Yonah. Rav Yochanan ruled for those in the household of Rav Yonah, litchon b'rechaim k'rav Shimon. He allowed them to be makel to ground shvias in the way of an olive press, the way Rav Shimon says to do so, which means you could do it in a normal way with a small kli. Lazo kibbut k'bei Rabbanon, and they allowed him to go ahead in a weighted beam and according to Rabbanon to do it in the price that we said to do the Rabbanon. They allowed them to do it, even that, to be makel in such a situation. So you see that even though it's done things that are not the normal way of growing, we still asked to go ahead and harvest it in the normal way, only to do it in such a fashion. So the Gemara says, Yochanan allowed them to go in the house of Yanai Jolitun and Shemen Elamos. He told them they can't take wages when it's pressed El Shvias, only to go take it, pay them money. You can't take it, you can't go ahead and take wages with Shvias, only to get paid for the work that you did, Bemos, with money. That they allowed him to do, like paying a worker to do something, because otherwise you can't pay him with less ishrias, because it's aser. Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonan allowed them to go ahead and to take them, pay them with the wages that we said that you're allowed to do. Says the Marfula to explain that what did they allow them to do? He allowed them to go ahead. Allowed him to go ahead, take it. You can't go buy it from them, but let them pay them for the work that was done. Let them pay them. So my father said they allowed him to go ahead and pay them workers, but the work for the work done, not from the paying them for the thing that you're going to go ahead and give them the vegetables or the fruit that they're going to give you. That you can't do. You can't pay them for that work. You're just paying them skam for the skar legel. That's what you could pay them for. And tell me, look at the brisa. Chamor and kaft and kol oisin shvias, donkey drivers and porters and all those who transport things of shvias, that when it says you're allowed to do skar and shvias, they're allowed to pay them with shvias. They're allowed to pay them with skar and shvias. That you could pay them. Because there, they're not giving you directly. It shows they're just transporting. So you're paying them for the work that they did. But that you can do with shvias. They're not paying them for the actual giving you the skyra, but taking the skyra, for cutting off the skyra from the ground. That they didn't do. So the Gemara says, what does it mean you could pay them with shvias? Paris had to be masnisa. But I was talking about a case where you're paying them with things that are shvias that are permitted to take. What's it mean? What's maskar and shvias? What does it mean, skar? Then what does it mean, skar mishvias? If it's things that are mutter, so what does it mean, he paid them with shvias? She noted them in masha yosin skar mishvias. They can take from produce, which they work, got work to paid, which shvias produce, which means that they went ahead, says the marful, to osin shehen mina hefker. That's what's mutter, it's hefker, they're allowed to take. But what does it mean, they're allowed to take even from the things that they transported and got paid with Moshe Shvius for what they transported, since that's mutter, it's hefker, they're allowed to go and take from those food as well. Said the Gemara. Gemara asked the question. I says, he hurried Rav Yochanan and Elon the Beisrani Shaliyab Nilton Skar, Bidei and Shemel Amos. Rav Yochanan and Paskin for the people in Rav Yana, the house of Rav Yana, who then their olive presses cannot take money for Shvius, wages from Shvius, but they could be paid only in money, regular Amos. I, Lamaisa, why you allowed to take the fruit? Rav Yudah, Rav Yunachem Yorilon. Rav Yochanan Paskin with them, according to Rav Yochanan and Rav Yudah, Rav Yunachem Yor, that we said earlier in the Brisa that they were allowed to go ahead and collect from the Lahakmir, that they can't go, he was Makmir to them, that they can't collect from the Mos, use the Mos Shel Shvius, because he was Makmir, not like the Chachamim, but not like Maker like the Chachamim, but Makmir like Rav Yochanan and Rav Nuri, who were, we said earlier in the Mishnah, that were Makmir. So the Gemara said, because he understood the Makalikas of them, whether you're allowed to take them Shvius or not, and these Tanoim were Makmir, and therefore he paskin that you can't, that the famed house of the Yanai should be Makmir like those Tanoim, that you can't go ahead and take money from Shvius, use the money for Shvius. By the Rav Hila, a different way to understand it, Makashvi, Peres, Avira, Masnisa. The Brises took on a case of with porters who carried things that were usher, Shvius that were not allowed to carry. Omasko, what's the Chavon, what does it mean? Ki Adam Ravu, B'Shem Yochanan, Yayin Nesa, Knos, Kinsu. Yayin Nesa, wages that were earned with working with Yayin Nesa, which are usher to be nana from, the Chachamim asked them and said that you can't go ahead and gave them, said that the work money that they get is the din of Yayin Nesa, which is also to be nana from. Ubok knas kensu. He also they gave him a knas and said that you worked on things that are skon that aser. You work with produce that is considered also to be nana from. It's shvius. It's produce from shvius that's aser. So therefore, they gave them the money, paid them with the value of shvius produce, which means that it's aser. That they won't have any anah from them. They can't have any anah from them. It's just like the produce they work with Zasser. So the schar that they paid is a knas chachamim that they got paid with schar with money of shvius, which they're not able to be netted from. Just like the goes ahead and worked with Yayin Nesek, and the chachamim gave them a fine and made them paid them with the money of Yai that came from Yayin Nesek, which is also to be netted from. So too over here, the same knas, it was also for them to be netted from. They would not be allowed to be to. They get paid with the money of shvius of payrolls. But since they work with payrolls that are also to be worked with, therefore the money that they got, we received it, was not, they were not allowed to be nana from it. They would have no benefit from that money, just like they would have no benefit from the money of Yayin Nesek. That's the second opinion, the way to learn that the Gemara of what Rav Yochanan did, the Beis Rav Yanai, he asked the workers, they were not able to be nana from them as well.